Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Hong Kong, rally and march against persecution of Falun Gong in the mainland. Paris, practitioners hold candlelight vigil in front of Eiffel Tower. Stories of people who treat Falun Gong practitioners kindly. March in Paris raises awareness of persecution by Chinese regime. Elderly woman from Gansu province indicted for her faith. And Toronto, collecting signatures to rescue Canadians detained in China for their belief. Now for the stories.
Hong Kong, rally and march against persecution of Falun Gong in the mainland. October 1, 2017 marks the 68th year since the Chinese Communist Party took control of China. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally and march to support the more than 280 million Chinese citizens who have renounced their current and past memberships in the CCP and its youth organizations. Several democratic leaders spoke at the rally. They named October 1st as a day of national mourning, especially given the party's 18-year-long persecution of Falun Gong and the state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners. A spokesperson for the Hong Kong Falun Gong Association spoke at the rally and called for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong and killing of practitioners for their organs in mainland China. He stressed that only the disintegration of the CCP can stop the persecution. The chairman of the Democratic Party in Hong Kong said, "Facing the CCP, there are no miracles. I admire the Falun Gong perseverance in peacefully protesting the persecution. We believe that under the dictatorship, those who persevere will win in the end." A former district councillor commended Falun Gong practitioners who called for an end to the persecution throughout the world while facing the severe persecution. He said they follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance against the persecution and to awaken people around them. He then realized that the practitioners' efforts has encouraged Hong Kong and Chinese people. "When we stand on the street, we hear applause from residents. Tourists from the mainland wonder how people dare to face the CCP's control and protest its unfair treatment." The march started at 2 p.m. and was led by the Tian Guo Marching Band. Various large banners were on display describing the benefits of practicing Falun Gong and its persecution by the Chinese regime. Many Chinese tourists were shocked and took photos and videos with their smartphones. Many agreed with Falun Gong's teaching of the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and said they would bring the photos and messages to their friends and family members.
Paris, practitioners hold candlelight vigil in front of Eiffel Tower. More than 300 Falun Gong practitioners in Europe held a candlelight vigil on Human Rights Square in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, on the evening of September 30, 2017. They were commemorating practitioners who have been killed over the 18-year persecution by the Chinese Communist Party for upholding their belief in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Many tourists were drawn by the peaceful and solemn atmosphere, and some talked to practitioners to learn more about Falun Gong and the persecution. Two engineers from the Moroccan automotive industry who work in Paris listened attentively as a practitioner introduced the practice. Upon hearing that Falun Gong practitioners conduct themselves according to truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, they began sharing their views. One said, "Now the world is suffering. The Communist Party wants to destroy culture, and they put the people around the world in a unified system. They disintegrate the families and make people's morality corrupt." His friend added, "The world is headed in the wrong direction. If everyone chooses to follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance like these people, the world will be the most beautiful. The people would avoid war." They wished Falun Gong practitioners good luck before leaving. Aziz is from Kazakhstan and lives in Paris, working in France's tourism industry. He watched the candlelight vigil for a long time on Saturday night. He was not surprised upon hearing about the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners who live by truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He said, "The Communist Party is like this. They have always persecuted innocent people. It is the same in Kazakhstan. the communist regime will never give up the persecution of lives. A lawyer and her mother, who traveled to Paris from Colombia, came to the Eiffel Tower for the evening to see it before returning home. When she learned that Falun Gong practitioners have been beaten, arrested, and even had their organs harvested while still alive, her eyes welled up with tears. She said, "This is a violation of human rights." She took a Falun Gong leaflet and said, "I got this flyer in Spanish and I will go back and read it."
Stories of people who treat Falun Gong practitioners kindly. I am a 54-year-old practitioner of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that teaches people to live by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. During the past 18 years of the persecution of Falun Gong, I have been imprisoned in various brainwashing centers, forced labor camps, and prison. Even now, I live away from home to avoid being arrested. I have seen many people who know that the persecution is wrong and choose to stand by what is right. They are kind to the practitioners despite the government's full-fledged propaganda defaming the practice. They support, protect, and help the practitioners in various circumstances. The following are some of the stories. Students protect me from the police. I used to teach in an elementary school. One day in 2004, several police officers came to my class wanting to verify some facts with me. I refused to talk to them. They sent a teacher to persuade me to leave the classroom. I told her that I had done nothing wrong and didn't want to interrupt my class. The teacher whispered and warned me that they were about to take me away. My students all knew about the persecution and why it was wrong. Knowing that the authorities were about to take me away, they were angered and worried. When they offered to protect me from the police, I cried. I decided to leave school early that day. Dozens of students came with me. They surrounded me and walked me out of the school. The police and school authorities kept my students after school and demanded to know my whereabouts. My kids weren't scared and simply answered, "We don't know." 2 months later, I went back to school and they rushed to see me like seeing a long-lost family friend. They screamed and laughed and cried. The girls grabbed my hands and wouldn't let go. I will never forget that day in my life. Prison guard demands rights for me. One day in 2008, I asked to see Guard B to discuss my concerns. She was alone in the office, and through the conversation, I felt that she was a nice person with a good upbringing. I began by telling her how I started practicing and how the persecution was wrong. She didn't stop me until half an hour later when other guards returned from dinner. I knew that she was protecting me. She never participated in the persecution or mistreated the practitioners. The prison rules didn't allow practitioners to buy food or make phone calls if they refused to give up their faith. During the Chinese New Year, when other inmates were shopping in a supermarket, the practitioners had no extra food. The other guards confiscated any food items from practitioners if they found them. One day, an inmate passed me a message. Guard B asked if you wanted to make a phone call. Of course I did. I hadn't talked to my family in over 4 years. A few days later, Guard B told me that the other guards were too harsh and wouldn't allow Falun Gong practitioners to purchase food during the holidays. She told me, "I will protect your rights." The next day, she had someone purchase food for me.
March in Paris raises awareness of persecution by Chinese regime. Over 1,300 Falun Gong practitioners from 31 countries in Europe held a march in Paris, France on September 30, 2017, to introduce the meditation discipline of Falun Gong and its brutal persecution by the communist regime in China. The two-hour march passed by the Paris Opera, the Royal Palace, and several bustling main streets. Many pedestrians paused to watch the march. Yasmin and Miriam, who are sisters, talked with a practitioner. Miriam said, "Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are very positive. I don't understand why the CCP wants to persecute it." They were appalled when they saw a banner in the march stating that there had been over 4,000 documented deaths of Falun Gong practitioners as a result of torture by the communist regime. Yasmin said, "We're learning of this for the first time. The march is a good way to raise awareness." safeguarding the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is very good. You should continue to fight for it. Michelle, a theater director, said while watching the march, "A girl just explained the persecution. People cannot practice Falun Gong in China, otherwise one would be jailed. We live here in freedom and don't know that such a thing is happening in 2017. It is shocking. It should be better known. I just recorded some footage and will put it on my social media." Claudine and Pierre are a retired couple who learned about the persecution from reading the Epoch Times newspaper. After seeing the march, Claudine said, "This is right to let more people know this issue. The more the better. You must keep doing this." Falun Gong practitioner Anita Richard, a retired attorney, said, "I have practiced Falun Gong for 16 years. I want to say that people will become better if the whole world knows about Falun Gong. The world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance."
Elderly woman from Gansu province indicted for her faith. Ms. Shi Shenghe, 72, from Jinxiang City, Gansu province, was recently indicted for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime in China. A police officer from the Longshou Police Department tailed Ms. Shi on January 4, 2017. After she met with two other Falun Gong practitioners, the three of them decided to go shopping together. They were intercepted by two police vehicles near the supermarket. Several police officers carried them to their cars and took them to a detention center. Later the same day, several other police officers took Ms. Shi's home key and ransacked her home while no one was there. They confiscated Falun Gong-related DVDs and flyers. Two people signed the inventory of confiscated items as witnesses. Ms. Shi had no idea who they were. Ms. Shi was released around 1 a.m. on the same night after her family paid 1,000 yuan for bail. She received an indictment from the Jinxuan District Procuratorate on September 20th. She was told that the Wangshou Police Department recommended charges against her. Ms. Shi has suffered detention, home ransacking, and harassment during the past 18 years. She was detained in Jinchang City Detention Center for 35 days in late 2001. She was arrested and her home was ransacked in 2008.
Toronto, collecting signatures to rescue Canadians detained in China for their belief. Falun Gong practitioners in Toronto held a signature drive on September 30th to call for the rescue of Canadians detained in China for their belief. Canadian citizen Sun Qian was arrested at her Beijing home on February 19, 2017, and taken to the Beijing First Detention Center, where she was tortured. Many Canadian officials have expressed concern over such severe human rights violations. He Ayun, a permanent resident of Canada, was also detained for practicing Falun Gong. At least 13 family members of the practitioners who attended the event had been mistreated in China for their beliefs. Petition signatures were collected and will be forwarded to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Canadian government for follow-up action. Local resident Patricia was surprised to hear about the persecution in China. When she learned that practitioners had been detained and tortured in China for their belief, she was moved to tears and hugged a practitioner. "People should have freedom of belief. How can a person be persecuted for doing such a peaceful meditation? We have to help the detained practitioners." Ms. Dwyer and her friend Richard not only signed a petition, but also took some postcards as they left. She said, "I will tell people about this and get these postcards signed. Then I will mail them to Justin Trudeau." Amanda, a social worker, was also in tears. She said, "I think we should know that as Canadian citizens, it is our job to rescue detained fellow citizens." She could not understand why anyone would be suppressed for meditating. "We must let the government know what they are doing and stop it as soon as possible." Bobby, a senior company executive, along with his wife Nikita, both signed petitions. He said, "Freedom of belief should be respected everywhere in this world. We are living in the 21st century, and I cannot imagine something like this could happen today. This persecution is really terrible." Several Chinese students studying at the University of Toronto spoke with practitioners and signed petitions. two of them agreed to quit the Communist Party organizations they'd once joined. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.